Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'm going to read to you a verse that's been very meaningful in my own Christian life, and it talks about God's way of escape. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, where we read, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." I don't know if this saying is used elsewhere, but in the United States, people sometimes say, "Nothing in life is certain except for death and taxes." It's supposed to be a slightly humorous observation about the uncertainties of life. But I think that there's at least one more thing that could be added to the certain things of life: death, taxes, and temptation. We're all tempted, and none of our temptations are truly unique. What we go through, in the words of Paul here, is common to man. Others before you have found strength in Jesus Christ to overcome the same temptation you experience, or even worse temptations. Therefore, you can be victorious, but in the strength of Jesus Christ, not in your own strength. We fight temptation with Jesus's power. Like the little girl who explained what she did when Satan came at the door of her heart with temptation. She said, "I send Jesus to answer the door." When Satan sees Jesus, he says, "Oops, sorry, I must have the wrong house." The truth that God is faithful is cherished by every tempted believer. He's promised to supervise all temptation, whether it comes at us through the world, the flesh, or the devil. God promises to limit temptation according to our capability to endure it, or at least according to our capability as we rely on Him. Not our capability as we rely only on ourselves. Friends, Satan would destroy us in a moment if God would allow him to, even as he wanted to destroy Job and as he wanted to destroy Peter. But God will not let Satan do this. God faithfully supervises what comes to his children, and though we may face grievous hardship, in the Lord we have the power to endure. God has promised not only to limit our temptation, but also to provide a way of escape in tempting times. He will never force his children to use that way of escape, but he will make the way of escape available. It's up to us to actually take God's way of escape. One commentator noted that in the original language, the word for a way of escape has the idea of a mountain pass, with the idea of an army being surrounded by the enemy and then suddenly seeing an escape route to safety. Like a mountain pass, the way of escape isn't necessarily an easy way, but it is available. At a market, a little boy stood by a candy display, looking as if he was going to take some of the candy without paying. A clerk from the store watched the boy and finally said, "Looks like you're trying to take some candy." The boy answered, "Mister, I'm trying not to take any." For the time, that boy was able to bear it. Friend, in Christ, you also can bear up under temptation.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.